Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, Thursday of the fourth week of Easter. The Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." Commentary by Father David Compte, from Menlew, Spain. After Jesus had washed the feet of the disciples. Today, as with those movies that at the beginning take us back in time, our liturgy remembers a passage that belongs to the Holy Thursday. Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. Thus, this gesture, read from the Easter perspective, recovers a perennial validity. Let us consider only three ideas. In the first place, the centrality of the person. In our society, it seems that to do is a thermometer to measure a person's worth. Within this dynamic, it is easy for people to be considered as tools. We use each other extremely easy. Today, the gospel urges us to transform this dynamic into service dynamics. The other party will never be just a tool. It would rather be a matter of living a spirituality of communion, where the other one becomes, quoting St. John Paul II, "someone that belongs to me, and a gift to me, whom we have to give room to." In our language, we could translate it as, to care about other people's feelings. Do we care about other people's feelings? Do we listen to them when they speak to us? In our world of image and communications, this is not a message to transmit, but a job to be done, to live up to every day. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. Maybe this is why the Master does not limit himself to an explanation. He imprints into his disciples' memory his gesture of service, to pass it immediately onto the church's memory, a memory that we demand to become a gesture, time and again, in the lives of so many families, of so many people. Finally, a warning signal. The one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. In the Eucharist, Jesus resurrected becomes our servant. He washes our feet. But the physical presence is not enough. We have to learn in the Eucharist and get the necessary strength from, so that it may become a reality that as Saint Fulgentius of Rusby wrote, "Having received the gift of love, we die to sin and we live for God."